Francesca, I'd like to just talk to you a little bit about your presence here and who you've decided to exhibit in your space, and also three-part question, really, of why you've decided to do the Frieze Art Fair in London.
I just really like the energy of Amanda and Matthew, and I just trusted the venue straight away. When I heard about it, I thought it's going to be great. I remember having a dinner with a few friends and Amanda and Matthew in New York and talking a lot about it, and it was still like a year ago, and they had such an amazing energy and ideas that I said to myself, I'm definitely going to apply. And I was actually even surprised that I got in, because it's very selective in the end. That's why I think it's going to be a little jewel. If it keep on going, you know, being so small as it is right now, it makes a lot of sense. We are only 123 galleries, which is such a sensitive idea, because fairs are always huge and they're really tiring to tour. And this is just a little jewel, and it's in London, which is, as we know, is not the best place in terms of having collectors in the city, but it's such a center of economy and everybody travels here, and there's a lot of museums, there's a lot of institutions, and I guess it's going to be a great venue. The location is amazing, everything that is around the fair, like the artist projects, the sculptures outside, the space itself is so beautifully designed. The atmosphere is really nice, and that's very important when you work with such a high stress. Because, of course, it was also a pretty high investment for young galleries. I am.
Can I just ask you a little bit about your choice of artists? Because in a fair of this type, you have to make some quite rigorous choices about who you show and how you curate the space.
Yeah, I never really like having booths that look like flea markets. But this time particularly, I wanted to have just big pieces of my kind of major artists. I said to myself, if it's not going to go well economically, at least I'm going to give this artist a very good visibility, as I know that it's going to be such a big venue and so many curators and big collectors are going to be around, that no matter what you sell, a fair is always worth it to kind of like hype the work and the artist you work with. Some of the works have been done size specific, like this Maggie Cardellus photography here, which is like a frieze, and she's been inspired by the idea of being in the Frieze Art Fair, and she did this size specific frieze piece. And the chandelier of Pei White, which was done to be put in the corner. And then we had a wall painting of Lily van der Stoker. For the first time in the history, Lily allowed us to have something in a fair. She would never do anything for any gallery in our fairs. All the artists understood that it's worth it. And Candice Braids, I got this small piece which is part of this big installation which is now at Oxford MoMA, and it makes sense that she has a piece that it's reminding people also to go to see Oxford MoMA. I'm actually happy of my booth, and as I say, it's a kind of risky booth. I think it's just giving a strong idea of my program and a good visibility to my artists.